We're the Cryptic Code. We're your hosts, Harmon,
Kenzie,
JP.
And we like to talk about cryptids and aliens and generally anything spooky.
And we cuss a lot.
Indeed. So this week is actually going to be Kenzie's cryptid, right? You're the one presenting?
Yes.
What you got for us?
So just to preface this, I have one main cryptid, but there's like another one that kind of correlates and could possibly be the same cryptid. It's very confusing and it'll make sense after all the information. So, are we
ready? It's a double creature feature.
Pretty much, yeah. Double creature.
Love me some double whammies.
Yeah, take me on this magical adventure.
Okay. So, we are starting in Ohio. Around Charles Mill Lake. It was initially named after this guy named Jay Charles, who owned a sawmill right nearby, which is where the park and the dam is situated at currently. So we start this harrowing tale of spookiness in 1959. There are three young guys, Denny Patterson, Wayne Armstrong, and Michael Lane. They happen to be wandering around the park below the lake, minding their own business. And all of a sudden, when they came up onto the reservoir, they saw a strange 7-foot tall being rise up from the black water. It was armless, humanoid, with luminous green eyes and large webbed feet. And
wait,
it
so
literally
like a 7-foot tall amputee just rose out of the water
with basically it literally rose out of the water with these glowing green eyes and stared them down, and then they proceeded to make a mad dash. No arms.
Shit,
how is
it
swim?
I'll throw hands.
I have no answers for any of these.
A real good kicker.
Oh my god. Well, here. So the boys all freaked out, obviously, and they ran to the police and filed a report for it. So local authorities were like, what the fuck is going on? So they decided to head down there to see exactly what the boys saw. And instead, they found a series of, quote, tracks that resembled the foot gear worn by skin divers along the shore. So he's got flippers.
So it could just be a really tall scuba diver.
With no arms.
And
or he's holding his arms to his body. What time of day was this?
This is at night, but apparently his eyes were reflective and they could see it very clearly. And you also have to remember 7 foot tall, Harmon.
There's 7 foot tall humans.
Why would they be crawling out of a lake at freaking night?
Skinny dipping.
Are you saying
how can
tall
you skinny
people
dip?
Can't go scuba diving?
I'm not saying that.
Well, he's not skinny dipping if he has clothes.
That's my point. Ugh.
I feel like I already cracked this case, ladies and gentlemen.
So, okay, let me continue, okay? Apparently, it was only seen once. However, in world-renowned cryptozoologist, blah words, Lauren Coleman, he wrote a book called Curious Encounters, and in it, he described the creature and said that it was seen again. He doesn't specify necessarily like when, who saw it, that kind of thing, but he did say it was definitely 1963, and it continues with, I examined the site of these encounters and can testify to the Charles Mill Lake Monster, and their swanity affinities is certainly a good home for a Black Lagoon beast.
Well, so no one had seen this, and this dude just writes a book.
Well, he mentions it.
Oh, okay. So there wasn't another sighting. He just brought it up.
Yeah, apparently there's been two sightings total, but one was seen by three people at once, where they went to the authorities about it, so it was documented. And the other one, I didn't find anywhere.
People
wait,
willing
let
us,
me
like,
check
see
something.
Weird shit and go to the fucking police is astounding me. The more we do these.
Yeah, I feel like if I ever saw something really, really spooky and
scary.
I mean,
it kind of makes sense.
like, I feel like, you know, your automatic assumption is to like, oh, I'm going to go to the police about this because what the actual fuck was that? But at the same time, like going to the police and telling them that, they're going to look at you like you're crazy.
Exactly. Like, I wouldn't. I'd be like, ah, well, it's between me and the fucking lizard man.
Ah, good old lizard man.
Wait, so what year was the sighting again?
The first one or the second one?
This is the first one.
1959.
Okay, I looked it up. That's 5 years after the Creature from the Black Lagoon came out.
Ah, so it was
The Creature of the Black Lagoon came out in 1954.
Oh, that's so funny.
Maybe this was like one of the first cosplays.
Yeah, and that seems to be a somewhat similar. Sorry, what?
Maybe it was like one of the first cosplays.
Yeah, let me dress up as the Black Lagoon and crawl in this lake and scare the shit out of people.
Exactly.
Hey guys, do you like my costume? Where are you going, guys?
The poor 7 foot tall cosplayer. But
I know I knew I should have gone at anime.
Literally, that's probably all I have on the Charles Mill Lake Monster right there.
All right, everybody, this is a great episode. We'll see you next time.
I'm not done, you flipping banana.
All right, so we're going to jump to the conclusion.
No, we are not. Y'all need to hold your horses right now.
I don't have any horses.
Well, I'm get some.
Hold our 7 foot scuba divers.
So I'm going to add in the little, you know, pulp culture thingy majiggy we do usually at the end of the episode, because this one literally has like nothing and the other one has nothing either, but I did find something cute. So there's this thing online called Mythical Beast Wars, and what they do is they basically will have different kind of cryptids or different things you can do on the website, and one of it is a drawing contest. And so at one point they had a drawing contest on the site, and you were to draw the Charles Mill Lake Monster. And I thought that was fucking cute.
That was neaty.
Aw.
So now, moving on to the other cryptid. So a lot of people who hear about Charles Mill Lake Monster initially assume it is another creature that was seen in 1963. They think they're the same thing. Even though Lake Monster was seen first, they just assumed that, I guess, it crawled out of the lake and decided to go for a walk and just never went back. I don't know.
How far is this walk?
Actually, not that far. Oh. So this guy is called Orange Eyes. So 1963, there were a plethora of witnesses that claimed to see this creature. He, however, was 11 foot tall in most of the reports, and they are guessing that just by the size of the dude, he's 1,000 pounds, which, you know, it's pretty big. However,
big old dingus.
They refer to him as a Sasquatch, but they're not 100% sure because obviously no one's gotten that close to him. But initially, they believed that he lived under the Cleveland Cemetery because that's where he was seen first for like all of 5 seconds.
Wait, under?
Yeah. Under Cleveland Cemetery. Is it like a crypt? I don't think it was like under it in that sense. I think it was more like there were things in that general vicinity where he could like crawl into stuff and sleep. I don't know.
Oh, okay.
It might be a ghoul then.
Huh? You're gonna have to give more information.
Does anyone?
I don't know what that is.
Ghouls in folklore are humanoid creatures, or in some cases, transformed humans who feed primarily on dead bodies and are known to hang around cemeteries. Imagine the Wendigo, but for dead people and from Europe.
Huh. I mean, let me give more information.
Neat little.
And then you can determine whether or not it's a ghoul. So on March 28th, 1959, there were two teenagers, at somewhere like, you know, where they called Lover's Lane. So in reference to our Orange Eyes is near Charles Mill Lake, it's actually not that far at all. It's like in the same area. And right between the two places is this so-called Lover's Lane. And so while these two teenagers were attacked, they reported it. And they claimed a large, hairy Bigfoot beast with glowing orange eyes rose from the mist where they were. And, well, they obviously fled. And apparently, that's one of the few times it was seen as well. From what I understand, it was only like 1959 and 1963 were the only two times it was really spotted. But in 1963, it was like a bunch of different people in the same time span who came forward and reported it. And then I have this.
Have arms?
That does not specify. However, I did find a quote that I thought was cool. It says, it goes without saying that the legends of the Charles Mill Lake Monster and Orange Eyes have become intertwined somewhat over the years, a fact which is understandable considering that they are both huge, vaguely humanoid beasts that bear self-illuminated eyes and share the same habitat. Nevertheless, the distinctions between the creatures are clear, but that doesn't keep people from believing that they are the same thing. So to recap, in 1959, March 28th, oh shit, I just like realized something. What the fuck?
What?
Bro, is my brain bonkers? Hold on here. March 28th, 1959 is when Charles Mill Lake Monster was first seen by those three guys when they were walking around the lake reservoir.
Yeah.
March 28th, 1959 was when those two teenagers at Lover's Lane came in contact with orange eyes in the same area.
So it was the same day?
So pretty close.
It was like, it was the same day.
Maybe they were like husband and wife or like a baby and daddy.
Oh, shit.
But can we, listen though. Can we talk about how these kids see, hold on. My brain is like doing things. And they saw a 7-foot tall being rise out of the black water of the Charles Mill Lake, right? But who's to say that the creature was at its full height? What if a good portion of its body was still underwater? So it would explain why the orange eyes looked 11 feet tall on land. Not to mention, authorities found footprints, like webbed footprints from the lake and out of the water onto the shore. And then they lost the tracks. But after those three teens basically took the fuck off.
Good to know what direction.
That would be the one thing. But let's say those three teens took off, reported it to the authorities. In that span of time, the monster rose from the lake, walked out, crossed Lover's Lane, where it came into contact with like a car with its headlights on, where those two teenagers were like making out or doing whatever, when the beast like attacked the car because it flipped him out or whatever, and then continued moving to the cemetery, and that's where he stayed. And that's why his eyes seemed orange in the light.
The lake might not be its natural habitat. It might have just been bathing.
Yeah.
Well, its feet wet, though.
Combination of both. Lives on both land and water.
That's true. It could be amphibian.
Yeah. Like ducks don't live in water all the time. But, like, imagine, like a duck. They don't live in water. They have web feet. They are in water most of the time, but they go on land. So that means this monster is a duck.
A giant
quack.
So wow, but yeah, that's it. That right there. Those are my two monsters that might be one monster. I'm so like, I feel like I solved something, but I probably didn't. I don't know. I thought it was gonna be longer.
That was a weird Sherlock Holmes epiphany to watch in action.
I know. Yeah. I was literally like, please stop. My brain is
like
doing something.
The Usual Suspects.
She's had a fucking brain blast.
So it was described originally with no arms, right?
Yes.
Well, that's interesting because I looked up artwork while you were talking of the Charles Mill Lake Monster. And it reminded me of a creature I've seen before, not like personally, but like heard of.
Mm-hmm.
Have any of you heard of the Fresno Nightcrawler?
No.
The pants?
What?
Yes, the walking pants. I'm dropping a picture of it in the group chat so you can all can look at them. And when we load this episode, I'll put the pictures on the Twitter. So anyone listening, you know, visualize what we're talking about. Okay, here's artwork of the Charles Mill monster, and I just uploaded a photo of the Nightcrawlers. They're described as having no arms. They're just a head, a torso, and very long legs that make a U shape. The only difference is the Nightcrawlers are described as having black eyes and being all white.
All right. What the fuck is that photo, though? Because that shit is spooky.
Their pants, bro.
You need to see the security photo, the security footage. Seeing those things in motion is weird.
It's weird.
Because like you see them move.
Just like moving.
I don't want to see
it.
With
a body.
I don't want to see it. I feel like that's terrifying.
So like this could just be the water version of that. It could be like, I'm the Lorax. I speak for the lake. Gotta hear or your ass gonna get baked.
But then how would orange eyes be related? Because there's no specification as to whether or not it has arms. There's no specification as to whether or not Charles Mill Lake Monster has like a hairy body, which they said that orange eyes had.
I'm just spitballing here, man. I don't have any answers.
Damn it, Harmon.
There's not a lot of go off here.
Well, that's the problem.
The first three guys just kind of saw it and fucking pissed themselves and ran away.
Yes.
So like,
that's exactly what happened.
7 foot tall thing, like, they could have just been, I mean, they were just fucking guesstimating.
Yeah. But I mean, at the same time, like, you have to imagine. Dark. It's dark outside. The thing's in the water. All they really see are two green eyes staring at them and this thing that just rises out of the water to look at them. And they're probably thinking, oh shit, it's going to kill us. But
I just remember they were going like up a hill to get to the reservoir. So part of the body might have been cut off.
That's true too. But you have to like imagine too, like that's three sets of eyes. Like, it's not like one person who can't recall exactly what they saw because they were alone and were so panicked. These are three different people with three different reactions. And yet they all like conclusively were like, this thing was fucking giant and came out of the water and we booked it. And their stories all aligned.
Yeah. Well, orange eyes aren't that uncommon in nature because if you flash a light in something, you can see orange in the eyes of animals because of their night vision.
Well, yeah, that's what
so
I'm saying.
So these might possibly be two unrelated creatures, which is its own kind of horrifying aspect.
I reject that because...
You reject that they're different?
I reject that they're different based on the eye thing. Because, like I said, if this creature with big, giant, glowing green eyes coming out of the lake walks across the street and headlights hits his eyes, yeah, they're going to look orange. But who's to say it's not one different, like one? It's the same fucking day. You can't tell me these two fucking cryptids were just gallivanting on the same day, all willy-nilly-like.
We don't have like exact times for out of the occurrences, right?
Right. But it's the same day. And I'm sorry, if you're going to be on Lover's Lane in broad daylight, like, what are you doing? So I'm assuming they were out at night. And it is already 100% positive that those three boys were out at night.
I mean, that thing's got to be pretty fucking fast.
But no, because I'm pretty sure the three boys had to, like, book it from the lake, get in their car, then go to town.
Yeah, but it was like...
The cops and the cops had to come back.
Yeah, and then the cops had to come back. So through all of that, the creature could have easily been like, all right, fuck you guys too. Gets out of the water, walks across the street after they had already drove away. And I can't talk for some reason. And then the Lover's Lane couple are too busy making out to really pay attention to the fact that some group of kids just sped off in terror. And then the next thing they know, the creature is like in front of their car, like losing its shit. And then they speed out of there and they're like, fuck. And they report it.
So... And there's no other signs of these things?
No. Apparently there was one more, but to me that one's kind of iffy because there's literally no details at all. Just said it was seen again. And I'm like, are you sure?
So what's the connection between it and the cemetery? Like, how is that thread drawn?
I don't know. From what I was reading, it said that it has been seen at a cemetery, but that's where it went after it, like, did its thing in the street and scared the shit out of two teenagers who were trying to be in love. Maybe it just wanted to go vibe with some corpses.
I'm going to be honest with you guys. I can't make heads or tails out of this.
Like, not even with a ghoul theory?
No.
Harmon, I've never heard you sound so defeated.
I can't make sense of this. Because this is so weird.
This one is so fucking weird. And the fact that there's like two of them, or possibly one of them, or maybe they're friends. I don't know. But they found foot tracks by the lake, on the shore. And there were technically, like,
the important thing to
eyewitnesses.
So the second couple at Makeout Reef, did they report it to the police or anyone? Or
from what I read,
did they come out later?
It was reported.
Okay, so that makes it a bit more credible, because then they wouldn't have heard of the first encounter.
Exactly.
So that means something had to cause these sightings, even if it wasn't a giant cryptid with no arms and a spontaneous growth spurt. They had to have at least seen something. It's unlikely to be a hoax.
And from the second couple's, like, explanation of events, the creature was covered in hair, which was missing from the explanation of the first group, because they made it sound like it was like an amphibious creature. Because it was like slick.
I don't know that I believe they're the same. Yeah,
but if.
But I feel like they're the same. It's the same day.
I don't think so.
I will die it on this hill. It's the same.
It's possible they're not the same, but it would be really weird if they aren't the same. Like,
yes.
Probability wise. It's kind of like the old Ghostbusters quote of like, they're just weird enough that it would be odd they're not related.
So that proves my point.
Yeah.
So that means they're related, possibly, probably, maybe. They could be friends.
More than likely, in terms of probability, yeah.
Yeah, because how likely is it for two cryptids to literally be in the same area at the same time on the same day?
What if they were, like, having a party and, like, two of them were just fucking stupid?
They were just late.
I mean, I'm just saying, like, cryptids.
They're having a monster mash?
Yeah, exactly. I'm just saying, like, cryptids are probably very intelligent. They have to be. Probably at least if they are. So, like, maybe they were like, let's have a hoedown.
Well, I was looking more into my Nightcrawler fear. And I think I uncovered a few more things.
Oh, God.
One Nightcrawler was described as being around 7 feet tall. So that does put them in the height range to be this thing. But more importantly, and this covers my biggest problem with this case, the Nightcrawlers don't have a series of sightings in one area. They're seen all over the place. They'll be seen in an area once and then move on somewhere else. So that could be why there's only a handful of sightings of this thing over the course of like a day.
But does anyone mention that the Fresno Nightcrawlers like come out of water or like hang out around water?
Or cemeteries?
No. They're usually just seen walking around the forest, but there's nothing saying they can't be around water or cemeteries.
True. Well, yeah, because it's like they don't know anything about them, right? What do they know about your Nightcrawler? Yeah.
Virtually nothing. Apparently, creatures similar to it pop up in Native American folklore. Well, that's about it. The big theory is that they're aliens, but I didn't know if I wanted to break out the A word already.
Well, it's here now.
So wait, are you trying to say that Charles Mill Lake Monster / Orange Eyes, if they are the same or aren't the same, if they're not if they're not night crawlers, God, that was a hard thing to say. They might be like
something. Might be aliens.
Okay. I just didn't want to say aliens, but here we are, I guess.
I mean, like, it would explain why they packed up and left.
Why they haven't been seen since.
Yeah. If they're like scouts. I'm putting on my conspiracy theorist hat. I'm finally earning that title today.
Can we talk about... saying
maybe it was aliens.
Why would an alien decide to land in fucking Ohio and drop into the fucking lake?
Because nobody would expect Ohio. I mean,
but why a lake?
It's a nice, it's a nice isolated area to examine people. Think about like this, Kenzie. When we send things over to Mars, we have them collect rocks and dirt. Why wouldn't they collect water to like analyze?
What? There's so much to just. All right. Okay, you got me. Hell, there.
It could be taken. It could be solitary.
Repeat that.
Kind of like it could be taking soil from the cemetery. And it could be like, you know, like a rover taking space rocks. But now they're Earth rocks.
And bones.
But to them, yeah, they don't need to kill anything. Rocks. They just get to take it. They just have to take the bones if they want to study it. So.
Just saying.
All right. So we have aliens.
Off the deep.
I think you went off the deep end when you showed me that horrifying image of night crawlers.
We have fun around here. Let's be honest. It was a matter of time before Alien showed up on this show. So
I mean, yeah, honestly, I'm surprised it took this long.
Yeah, I was going to say that too, but...
Surprised first episode wasn't like a fucking sheep squash alien.
Well, here's the trepidation, though. Now that we've said the A word, that means we're going to have to talk about aliens soon.
Just wait for my episode.
Flatwoods Monster, oh, here we come.
Fuck.
Going for you, baby.
So, is it time for the conclusion?
It's going to have to be time for the conclusion.
I'm reading the... All right. Who wants to go? It's your cryptid, Kenzie. I say you should go first.
It would be so cool if Charles Mill Lake Monster and Orange Eyes were the same creature who happened to be related to aliens. That'd be so much fun. However, this shit is not real at all. It's fake. But I will die on the hill that says that if it was real, Orange Eyes and Charles Mill Lake Monster are the same thing.
Well, what makes you say that?
What?
What makes you say it's fake? Like, do you think it was a hoax or they saw something and misidentified it?
I'm going to say probably saw something and misidentified. 100%.
But what could that be? What could be?
I don't know Ohio area. I didn't really look into what kind of animals that were around the lake specifically. But, I mean, if you saw something hairy that didn't have any front arms, like, you know, you're going to run. Well, what's to say they didn't get a good enough look at it? Maybe I'm taking an idea from JP. What if it was a bear? Bears get in the water. They could have really fucked up on the idea of how big the thing was, but you also have to imagine these are scared teenagers who were probably drinking or smoking or doing something or, like, you know, making out in the backseat of their car and the windows are steamed. They can't see shit. Like, you know what I mean? There's so many different things about this that are just so weird, but you could say it's a bear. Even though I hate that, I don't want it to be a bear, but I don't believe it.
Yeah, it could be. This seems like a weak case because there's not a lot to go off of. But realistically, in an encounter with an unknown creature, there wouldn't be a lot of answers. It would just be, I saw something weird and now it's gone.
Yeah. And it sucks that it was only seen once.
Like, I feel like, and or twice.
And or twice.
And or three times.
And or.
What about you, Jay?
I'll go last.
All right. I'm undecided.
You can't be undecided.
I don't know if it's a cryptid. I'm open to the idea that there's something more to this. At the very least, I don't think it's a hoax. I don't think this was made up. That these two groups of people definitely saw something.
Yes, I agree with that.
But I don't want to make a conclusive statement until there's more to go off of, if that makes sense.
It does, but unfortunately, I feel like this thing hasn't been seen since it was seen, like 1959, possibly 1963.
That if they know where it lives, how has no one seen it more?
It left the lake.
How do you not have groups of people going to the cemetery?
It left the lake, went to the cemetery, probably died, and then decided to join the rest of the corpses.
And it was already buried.
That was its goal, just to kill itself. Just, all right, here we go.
It's like, fuck, I was seen. All right, next.
All right, your turn, JP, although I think I know your answer.
So, the lake monster, totally bogus. Could have been a dude in a scuba suit, like, diving in the reservoir, either for work, this is a reservoir, for...
At the dead of night?
Well, people go treasure hunting all the time at lakes and, like, rivers and stuff. Like, that happens all the time.
Where's his arms?
So it could... What? I mean, it was dark out.
Okay.
So he could have just had them to his sides. Could have been fucking teenagers on pot or drinking or something. However, the...
Wacky cabbage.
What?
Wacky cabbage. Is
wacky cabbage.
The devil's lettuce. So I don't... The lake monster, totally bogus. However, the fucking Lover's Lane monster? I'm not saying it could have been Bigfoot. But I'm not saying it wasn't Bigfoot.
Are you?
Do you believe, Jake? Do you believe in the Bigfoot?
It could have been a bear.
All right, but, there we go.
So these are people just driving down the road. Two people just driving down the road.
They pull over to
pork, whatever. Fuck. maybe they were riding that adrenaline high. They could have seen a bear, but I mean, it could have been Bigfoot.
So you believe in Bigfoot?
I'm not saying I believe in Bigfoot necessarily. I'm sure we'll get to Bigfoot in another episode, so I'll save my answer. Just saying. Could have been a bear.
I am speechless.
I don't know what to say.
If everyone to rep for this monster, I did not expect it to be you, Jake. I did not.
Again, the Charles Mill Lake Monster, complete bullshit. It's not real. But the Lover's Lane Monster, it could have
been. Wait, so why can't... So why can't the first one just be Bigfoot too?
I don't know. The size difference just doesn't add up. I know I said earlier, like, maybe it was cut off from where they were standing. But, like, 4 feet, that's a lot.
But that's why I said, like, two. You don't know necessarily how deep the lake is. And it doesn't specify how far away the creature was from the boys. And so it's not plausible for...
I mean, it could have been, but I don't think it was. I think that it was either they were on something or it was a scuba diver, either A, working in the reservoir, doing something, or B, scrounging for treasure. But no, I think the red one, again, could have been a bear.
That is an interesting point, though. I forgot about the footprints.
Yeah, but,
how could it be a bear if the footprints look like flipper marks?
Well, I don't know. The one in the lake, I don't think it was a bear.
So you don't think that they're connected either?
I think, even with my argument,
my Sherlock moment, and it happened at the same day at night.
I'll give it to you, but I think it just is coincidence that happened.
But coincidence is like, that's a pretty weird coincidence.
I feel like it is either an unknown animal or it is just some dude in a scuba suit.
I believe it's a dude in a scuba suit.
I don't want it to be a dude in a scuba suit.
If I was walking up to a reservoir and this thing suddenly rose out of the wall, this tall man in the dark, I would fucking shit myself too.
People are scarier than cryptids, in my opinion.
I mean, hell, if it's a dude working at a reservoir, the lights they saw could have been a headlamp.
Yeah.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, that's
to see
true.
Underwater.
That's true. All right. I feel very disappointed.
I think we cracked this case.
We didn't, because that might explain the Charles Mill Lake monster, but that doesn't explain orange eyes.
It's either Bigfoot or a bear.
We just cracked the case. It was old man Jenkins and his scuba gear.
I mean, hold on. There was a record of a park ranger doing a thing like this. There's a park ranger, I don't remember where it's at. Could be in Ohio. I don't remember where it is though. But he would wear a scuba suit and catch people fishing at night.
What the fuck?
Yeah. So he would literally, like, he would tug on their hooks, and then when they started to pull in, he would rise out of the water.
Huh. All right. So the Charles Mill Lake monster
what if these
is
kids
fake.
Were illegal fishing at night.
Exactly. They wouldn't tell cops that.
All right. So the Charles Mill Lake monster is fake. I will. I know when I've been beat. So yeah, it's probably a man in a scuba suit.
The other one's Bigfoot.
I think it's possible the other one's Bigfoot. I'm just saying. People are gonna
Bigfoot
watch this.
And the scuba guy miss each other by this much.
People are gonna watch this and be like, this is the one he fucking is like, yeah, it could be something. They're gonna be so mad, like, not the fucking apes.
I'm surprised.
Not the lizard man. What'd you say?
I know you, and this took me off guard.
What
I know you
me?
Personally, and this took me off guard.
What bothers me is like
that
there
is
absolutely there is absolutely no evidence, like barely any evidence to back up any of this for either the Charles Mill Lake monster or Orange Eyes, even less for Orange Eyes. And JP is over here like, yeah, Orange Eyes sounds real. And yet Rock Apes had all sorts of evidence, and he's like, nah, that shit's fake. Like, what?
I gave the Rock Apes a pretty strong maybe, okay?
I'm flabbergasted. I don't know what to
I'm
say.
I'm also not saying, this I'm Lumen in the Lover's Lane monster. I'm just saying it could possibly be Bigfoot.
This has been a twisting, turning case, gentlemen.
Bears,
but
Bigfoot, aliens.
I think we got to the bottom of it.
Did we?
It's Bigfoot and a scuba gear.
Shit, yeah. You're right. And he shrunk down 4 feet.
He was kneeling. We have no evidence he wasn't crouching.
This gives me a headache.
Or like leaned over some.
Also, we know Bigfoot's magical, so.
Oh, fuck. I don't want to know anything about Bigfoot now.
Some people say Bigfoot's an alien.
Oh, my God. Someone else do Bigfoot, because I have not.
I don't know. Oh. Do you want Bigfoot, Jake?
No, you can
or
take
do
it.
I want
that's,
Bigfoot?
That's a lot of research for... I don't feel like I can do Bigfoot justice. Personally. That is a multi-parter.
Into some mini-episodes. Yeah. Well, yeah. So
let's wrap this
our
up.
Our final conclusion is
Charles
Mill Lake Monster. Probably dude in scuba gear.
Yeah. Sad.
But Orange Eyes.
Maybe Bigfoot.
Might be
maybe
Bigfoot.
A bear.
Maybe both of them just happen to be the walking pants that is the Nightcrawlers. Maybe it's aliens.
This is true. I don't believe it was the Fresno Nightcrawlers. I do believe in the Fresno Nightcrawlers.
What the fuck? You believe in these things?
I'm just saying,
yes.
It was an interesting parallels.
God, I'm gonna yeet myself right now. Right. I swear. My brain is like not okay after this episode.
None of us are okay, but you'll get used to it. That's the cryptic code guarantee. You'll get used to that.
Astounding, both of you really gave me some gumption. I won't lie.
All right, well, it seems we have reached the end of this mystery. So if you enjoyed this episode, consider liking and subscribing to our YouTube channel. Try following us on Twitter at The Cryptid Code. And stick around for a few more mysteries and mysterious beasts lurking in the forests. We are The Cryptid Code. Stay spooky out there.